If this is the start of the Christmas season, it's also the start of Chris Columbus season. Every year at about this time, the young director who got his start writing screenplays for Steven Spielberg comes up with a family hit. 2 years ago, it was Home Alone, which turned into the most successful comedy of all time. Last year, it was Home Alone 2. And this year, Columbus has teamed up with another Christmas perennial, Robin Williams, in Mrs. Doubtfire. Stephen Schiff has a review.
By now, you've seen the ubiquitous ads, so you know the premise. Robin Williams in drag as a stout British nanny. Yep, it's another cross-dressing movie. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Some Like It Hot and Tootsie, for instance, are two of the finest comedies of all time. And since Robin Williams is much funnier than Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis, and Dustin Hoffman combined, dressing him up as a kind of jumbo Mary Poppins ought to be good for a giggle or two, right? Well, let's just say three giggles would be stretching it. From the very start, this movie gives you such a hard sell that even the moments of patented Robin Williams lunacy go sour. The plot is simple. Williams plays Dan, an actor who does voices, mostly in cartoons. Sally Field plays his wife, Miranda, a successful interior designer, and the differences between them are sledgehammered into your skull. Dan is childlike and loving, but irresponsible, a hopeless mess. Miranda is prim, persnickety, and neat as a pin. Their three adorable kids love them both, but clearly this marriage is doomed. And when it breaks up, Dan receives only the skimpiest child visitation rights. So when Miranda advertises for a housekeeper and babysitter, Dan outfits himself as one Mrs. Doubtfire in order to spend more time with his kids. The job interview takes place mostly in Miranda's spotless kitchen, in the vicinity of her cupboards.
Oh, what a perfectly appointed little cubby. Look at this. Everything has its place and name tag. How precise. Lovely.
My husband never appreciated it.
Oh, poor Dolt. That's not the reason you divorced him, was it?
No.
So sad, because marriage can be such a blessing.
So can divorce.
Who?
Daniel is a very difficult man to live with.
Mm.
But the children are crazy about him.
You don't have to be a psychic to sense that.
My, you certainly do know your way around the kitchen.
Oh. Just because it's everything is so accessible. You designed it. I'm amazed there isn't a little label there that says spoons.
Poor Sally Field has been given the hopeless task of seeming at once warmly sympathetic, so will want Robin to get her back, and hard-hearted enough to refuse him reasonable time with his own kids. Robin Williams has been given the almost equally hopeless task of making the rather grim Mrs. Doubtfire seem lovable enough not only to win over the whole family, but also to get hired by a TV network as the next Mr. Rogers. Chris Columbus has the hopeless task of directing one tiresomely predictable scene after another, including not one but two big set pieces in which Williams has to run around frantically being Dan and Mrs. Doubtfire at the same time. But the toughest job anyone in this movie has is rescuing it from its own smug piety. The screenwriters want to be sure we understand all the serious subtexts, that fathers have rights too, that single parenthood is okay, and so forth. The messages are laudable, but they still make you want to kill the messenger. Robin Williams has been getting more earnest and goopy with every movie he makes. He, of all people, should know that comedy will smother to death if you coat it with sap.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.